6:49 right now on the Breakfast Club. It's time for us to check in with Pat Pagano. And good morning there, Mr. Pagano.
And good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. How are you doing?
Good. Jamie did a great job yesterday.
Oh, good. Good to hear that. I've been getting good reports. Great. Enjoyed it.
I had a nice conversation with him. We talked about his life and his history, his love of weather and New England and where he's based now. And, yeah, he did a great job. It was a lot of fun talking to him. Very, very up guy. Very, very up.
You know what I mean? That's one of the reasons I picked him. And the other reason I picked him, aside from the credentials, was the fact that he had lived in New England for quite some time.
Yeah, so he did a good job. And yesterday actually, it was not a bad day, but this morning starts off cloudy and a little spitty.
Yeah, there's a little bit of mist around, but we should wind up with a partly sunny day. I think it's going to be okay, 75 to 80. There could be a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Not a big deal, mid-60s. If there is any early showers around Wednesday morning, back to partly cloudy, humid, but warm, middle 80s. Then on Thursday, we'll have showers and thunderstorms. Same for Friday. We'll be in the low 70s. The weekend, well, Saturday looks to be a little bit on the cloudy side, maybe a shower, and then Sunday should be nicer. So I don't really see anything very ominous. People were concerned about Nicholas, which was a minimal hurricane, made landfall over central Texas coast earlier this morning. A tropical storm now bringing heavy rain from Houston through New Orleans. And most of the rain with Nicholas will stay down south. So we really don't have to worry about that. So that is a good thing. There are two other disturbances. One is south of the Bahamas. We're watching that. I'm thinking that that is going to probably move northward, paralleling the east coast, and then it'll turn northeastward. So we should be okay with that. Doesn't look like it's going to develop too greatly. And then there's another one off the African coast, but that's days and days away. So we don't have to worry about that,
That's good. We're in a nice little, for right now, predictable weather pattern.
I was just going to say that, yeah. Nothing that I would be scratching my head over saying, uh-oh, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? Almost very, very seasonable. Think about it. A week from today is the last day of summer.
Well, I think summer's over for me. It's pitch black when I come into work. So summer's over for me.
Depressing. I'm not depressed anymore.
I'm too old to get depressed. I just as a realist, but when it gets pitch black in the morning when I drive in,
then I
know summer's over and we're heading into fall and winter.
You definitely know what's coming. You're absolutely right. And of course, it gets darker earlier. I have a question. Technical question from Mr. Marshall Miles on Coolletter Pro.
You recorded one channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard that with Jason?
No.
I mean with Jamie?
No. I saw it this morning.
Right.
And I corrected it.
All of a sudden, my graph is different. When I called it up this morning, I have three white lines horizontally going through the middle. I used to have just one line. Yeah. So I said they must have done something to it over the weekend.
Somebody did something to it because you have to reset it. When you bring it up to record on it, make sure you're recording in stereo. Somebody might have changed it to mono.
It says here, sample rate is 44.1,
which is what it should be.
Channel stereo resolution 16-bit.
Then I would shut it down and restart it.
Okay.
That's what I would do. But I noticed that this morning. But the great thing about Cool Edit Pro is that all I did was highlight it and did a full mix on it. You can do a full mix on it. If you highlight it and you go to amplification, you can raise and lower the volume, but it also shows you a channel mixer. So what I did is I just went to the channel mixer and did full mix, and it came out in both channels. So. But if you have any further troubles, I'll be home early today. So you can reach me at home about noontime, and we can discuss it there.
Yeah, because I have to tell you that I remember yesterday. This was yesterday when I came into the weather center. Was actually last night. both of my computer screens were blank, and I had to restart then. So I did restart it.
This happened
afterwards.
Well, I would close down all your applications and restart it again when you can do that. Okay. And it should return to the right setting. If not, like I said, speak to me later today.
Give me a call later. Okay, great. And now I have a question for you.
All right.
I guess this question, ladies and gentlemen, is more or less, I don't know how to phrase this question. This is a question of how Marshall sees it as compared to how Pat sees it. Every single year, I think our listeners know that I produce the dance for the association, the dinner dance. This is our 22nd annual dinner dance. Now, last year there was no dinner dance because of COVID. Yeah. So, you know, that was canceled. Now, this year, we were a little hesitant. So we contacted the offices, the board, and asked them if we should be going forward with this, you know, with Delta and everything flying around. They answered absolutely. They said yes. Okay, that's great. 22 years. We emailed them last week to tell them that we need 3 blank checks. One to pay the DJ, one to pay the band, and one to pay the catering hall.
Yeah.
Which was normal. We always did this. So the president shows up at our studio with his checkbook and wants to know who he has to write the checks out for, the two, and for how much. And then he's taking a picture of each check and handing it to us. And I said, why are you doing this, Dick? I don't know what the amounts are going to be. I don't know how many people will show up, and the catering hall will charge us by so many people. I said, and I forget the name of the DJ's company, so you can't make that check out either. And I said, and why are you doing this after 22 years? I said, for 21 years, we've always been given 3 checks, and I make out the checks. Don't get all huffy puffy about it. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 3 blank checks, but do me a favor. After you write them out, take a picture with your phone of each check. Why is that? Now, I just kind of bit my tongue. Took the checks. I'm thinking that the board needs to get a letter on this. Do you agree?
Yeah, but they also, what might happen is they might be, and this they wouldn't say, they might be afraid of being under audit. And they want some backup proof. It could be something like that, and they're not willing to talk about it. It could be that as well. But I would be highly insulted. Sure, yeah, I would.
Okay, great. That was what I was looking for.
But there might be a reasonable. For a while here, when we started off, we used to take pictures of every check we wrote and every check we got in, and we finally said, you know, enough of this. If somebody wants that information, let them contact the bank and get that information.
Well, yeah, and again, this has never been done before.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, quote, a new board on here, and they're changing things around. I mean, I'm looking at this point, Marshall, and you're going to agree with me. This is our 28th movie, and this is our 22nd dance. If they're going to start imposing, or let's put it this way, if they're going to start intimidating me, they could take it all over, and they could do it themselves.
Well, because they're obviously going to change, because everybody who takes over positions thinks they know better. And you're right. If it bothers you in the least, I would just say, you know what? I'm going to retire from doing this. This is my last year for doing the movie in this, simply because, you know what? I can't get involved in this anymore.
And be treated as if I'm going to steal money from the association.
Yeah. That's what I would tell them, and just say, you know, find somebody for next year to do all this. I've got better things I can do with my time than go through changes at this age of my life than when I've been doing this for over 20 some years.
Thank you.
And that's what I would say.
Well said. Okay, you'll be up there with me when we have to present this.
I'd love to go up there and speak to your board. As someone who's president of my own board, I'd love to go up there and speak to your board.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right, Pat. So we'll check with you mañana.
Yes. Keep cool.
All right. Take care.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.